item number 9 from the Acting Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing a verbal report on the status of negotiations with Barrett Visionary Development. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Supervisor Bowen.
The committee may adjourn into closed session.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Counselor.
Sure. Do you want to talk to us before we make the motion?
Yes, Mark Brady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. I believe that what can be stated, at least from Ms. Esch, can be done in open session. I don't know what the questions obviously will be, but my understanding is that the report doesn't really relate to any negotiations with Barrett. It relates to discussions with Preserve Our Parks, which is not a bidder on the property, obviously. So I'd like to see, anyway, if you can try and hold it in open, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. That's your opinion. Obviously, we'll do this in open session to start with. Thought there were a few things that we needed to discuss and close, but Mr. Grady, I believe you were at the meeting with Preserve Our Parks. Why don't you inform the committee who was at that meeting, who was represented there, and perhaps give us what you think is appropriate for open session.
Well, as the chair knows, the chair was at this meeting as well, Chairman Jurczyk of the committee, myself, Ms. Walker, our two attorneys from Reinhart, Mr. Nielsen, and Mr. Schroyer were there. And then I don't think it was every member, but most of the members of the board of Preserve Our Parks. Am I missing anyone? I think that's everyone.
I think that was their board of directors from Preserve Our Parks.
And we just basically had a discussion with Preserve Our Parks where our attorney sort of laid out the view of how the public trust doctrine does not impact the property involved. And Mr. Camps and others for Preserve Our Parks laid up essentially a contrary view. And there was some hope that we might be able to reach some sort of agreement to resolve that. That did not happen, and in my opinion, it seems unlikely to happen. And so I think that's pretty much it in terms of the meeting with Preserve Our Parks.
We did, from the just to finish the thought, and then I'll get to Supervisor Weishan, we did present to Preserve Our Parks the actions of this committee, and I think our sensitivity to the public trust issue. They're very much, of course, interested in that issue and wanted to know, you know, what the county was doing with regard to that issue. And then ultimately it was presented to them that since the state of Wisconsin does act as the trustee for the public trust issues, and DNR had issued an opinion, in other words, a DNR opinion stated that there's no part of the transit center that is part of the public trust, and I think that was presented to them. Now, if you want me to state the rest of this in open session, which I think is extremely sensitive, I can do that, Mr. Grady, but...
Well... it's true they had that opinion. They were aware of that opinion before the meeting. But that opinion is not legally binding on a court. It is obviously going to be considered by a court, but it's not binding. The final word. The court isn't bound by that DNR opinion.
There are a number of attorneys in Preserve Our Park, including Charlie Camps, who is an attorney with Qualls & Brady, a retired attorney, but he continues to... does have privileges at Qualls & Brady, and the other attorney, Bill Lynch. Bill Lynch, who is also an attorney very knowledgeable in some of these real estate areas, and they did have a point of view with regard to the DNR opinion, which
right.
I don't
they,
know.
They disagree with it, and to be honest, our attorney's opinion, although it reaches the same conclusion, it differs in the route that it gets there. They have a different method of analysis, but reaches the same conclusion.
It does not.
As the DNR.
As the DNRs, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Our attorneys reach the same opinion as the DNR.
Same conclusion,
their attorneys,
but by a different analysis.
Their attorneys believe that the DNR opinion was wrong.
Correct.
Okay. Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Could we just, I guess, back up here a second, and that is... who is our acting director of economic development? And yeah, I'd like to know who's coordinating these meetings and who. This is supposed to be an update on the status of negotiations. I'd like to know who is negotiating and who's organizing these meetings and, you know, what's going on. I had no idea the chairwoman and other people were meeting with these people, so I would like to go back to square one and somebody tell me who's the negotiating team and then who are you making.
Our negotiating team right now is Mr. Schuler and Nielsen from Michael Best.
Sure. Well, when was that sort of like designation made?
I think that's been fairly.
Could we let the administration just explain, like I said, explain square one to me.
I've been asked to step in as essentially the interim economic development director. To that end, though, when I stepped in at this point, largely it was with the lawsuit, clearing the title regarding the public trust doctrine. That is why we then brought in, with Corporation Counsel's help, Bushnell Nielsen and Mr. Schroyer to do the research. And then as we're trying to progress towards essentially, ultimately, getting the title company comfortable with providing financing to Barrett Visionary Development. So once we get to that point, which will include a public hearing, because that's the title company's essentially requirement in order for them to feel comfortable to go ahead and issue that title, then we can move very quickly with negotiations. Now, in the meantime, I've been doing two things. It's kind of a three-prong approach, that being one of them, the title. Second approach is I've met a couple of times with Mr. Barrett, just talking, first of all, getting the idea of the scope of the project and talking about public accessibility in and around and through the project. And then we're going to be meeting with him, Mr. Tyler and I will be meeting with him in the next couple of weeks to talk even further details. But the third prong approach is what had been referred to earlier with the governor's announcement today, his press conference on the gateway, as they're calling it, Lakefront Gateway, which that was changing. The city was asking the county to essentially stay in tune as we were trying to get final word from the governor and the state DOT as to what the costs of that project would be, what those cost implications could be to the city and the county. The governor has acknowledged today that the state is picking up those full costs. So now we can move forward. We still have that FTA piece. I have a meeting again this afternoon with Mr. Marcoux, as well as Brian Dranzik, our interim DOT director, and others, because that's a whole nother large ball of wax. Let's put it that way. That doesn't it indirectly, but it does play into this, and it's this three prong approach. Excuse me, as we move forward.
Well, I do think it's something this committee is going to have to look at, that they pay 100%.
Right. Well, I'd like us to stay focused on the question of, have you been officially designated the economic development, interim economic development director?
Yes, I have been.
Okay, I guess I missed that memo. And then what is the, I guess, makeup of the team? Because I want to know who's supposed to be talking to who, because it seems like we have a lot of cooks in the kitchen, and I just want to stay this focused on the negotiations so we get the product that we want. Right. So could we have our two attorneys, Bushnell and Schroyer, and that at a previous economic development meeting, we got the rundown on the public trust doctrine. So I'm aware of those. Who else is, I guess, on the negotiating team? Is there anyone?
Essentially the two of them and myself at this point, and then I'm bringing in people as necessary to start reviewing any, you know, fiscal impacts, like Mr. Kamholz and his staff. And then again, Brian Duranzik from the FTA, the perspective of what we need to do to satisfy FTA.
Okay. I guess a question for Corp Counsel. What type of, I guess, notification, or do we have to notify anyone when we have meetings like with the park people or any other interest group that may be out there that we're discussing these kind of things?
A couple of things in response, Supervisor. First of all, no one from Barrett was at that meeting, so there were no negotiations with Barrett at that meeting. It was just a meeting with Preserve Our Parks. I just want to make that clear. And with respect to your question, I do not believe that meeting required any open meetings notice. The only elected official that was there was Ms. Jersic, Supervisor Jersic. And so I don't believe it constituted a meeting of a governmental body. It was really a meeting called or requested by Preserve Our Parks in conjunction with our outside counsel to talk, and they wanted to have a chance to share each side. There was a hope, which turned out not to be to happen, but a hope that maybe we could resolve the differences if it didn't happen.
So. Well, right. No, I think at our last, at one of our meetings where it was the presentation about the public trust, I believe the committee did, whether it was directly or indirectly, told Mr. Bushnell to, if he could explain or try and reach out to these people, it would be in our best interest. So I don't have a problem with that. Like I said, I'm more interested who's at the table, how do we get notified of these meetings, and you know, are we making steps towards progress, and what is our timeline now going forward? Do you have the meeting scheduled with Barrett? What is our timeline to get this thing accomplished?
Let me answer first, and then you can. From the legal standpoint, the timeline is, I expect we will probably be following the resolution that's been adopted, filing suit very soon. I just got an email this morning from Mr. Nielsen. He's going to be sending Ms. Walker and I a draft complaint very soon, and we'll probably be proceeding very quickly thereafter. That's happening independent of whatever. I mean, Barrett isn't going to conclude a sale or a purchase of this property until we have some more certainty about the public trust doctrine.
Right, but I do believe that we will be successful, and I do understand that these types of negotiations take time. They aren't just done, overnight, and that there needs to be some preliminary understandings between the developer and our negotiation team, so that when that judicial proceeding is done and over with, we can hit the ground running and get this this thing done. So if you could just give us some update on when your team of people will be meeting and what you see in the near future.
We'll be meeting within, like I said, about the next 2 weeks. We've asked Mr. Barrett to get back to us with a date that he can meet with us. So that takes us to the end of March. I would say probably by, I'm guessing, early May, maybe. I'll know better once after we have that meeting with Mr. Barrett, now that we've kind of laid down the foundation for moving forward on the public trust issue.
All right, and I guess question for Corp Counsel. Who gets to attend these meetings? In fact, I don't feel the need myself to attend, but I want to, I guess, who should have access, whether it's from people on our committee, the chairwoman, the members of the county board who may be interested, the county executive staff, who should have access to those meetings?
In terms of the negotiations, which Ms. Ash is heading, I would not recommend any elected official be present at those meetings, whether it's the county exec or the county board. In terms of Preserve Our Parks, I don't actually anticipate any more meetings, but I think Ms. Supervisor Jersic was...
Well, Mr. Grady, I'm going to speak for myself here because I think there are some undertones here. I was invited to a luncheon that Preserve Our Parks was holding at the Milwaukee Yacht Club. They had their board of directors together, and Mr. Nielsen called my office and said, would you please come, and we will inform them of what this committee did in terms of trying to negotiate getting a title insurance commitment. Now, I told Mr. Nielsen that I am not part of a negotiating team. I made that very clear, and I said, especially if Mr. Barrett's there, I don't intend to be there. It was an invitation for lunch by the Preserve Our Parks. I'm willing to put on the record here and anywhere else, I have met with Preserve Our Parks two or three times. It is the group, it is the public interest group that is in the community that's very interested in the public trust doctrine. Now, I am not there in any official capacity other than I happen to sit on this committee and know the information of what this committee did. And that's all I did at that committee was inform Preserve Our Parks what this committee did, that we directed our council to, first of all, try to get title insurance, and failing that, that we directed council to file a lawsuit. And Preserve Our Parks was told that. And I was there at their invitation. There was no quorum there. This was not a public hearing. And had Preserve Our Parks wanted to invite John Weishon, they could have easily done that, and you could have attended yourself.
They,
so,
well,
I'm going to chair this meeting so we can keep some order.
That's fine. May I continue?
I pass the gavel to the co-chair and thank him. Thank him for stepping in. I think it's appropriate.
Okay. So, and I just want to chair the distribution of comments here. So it's Supervisor Mayo.
All right. Yeah, I was just speaking.
Oh, yeah, and you're correct. You did have the floor before. Supervisor Weishon.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. All I'm trying to do is figure out where we are now, who's all supposed to be there, and where are we going, and the timeline that it's going to take to get us there. And that's what I'm hoping you mentioned now, that you're hoping to schedule some meetings with Barrett in 2 to 3 weeks, and that it'd be yourself and our two attorneys that will be there as the primary negotiation team?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and then all these other kind of, you could say, I don't know, fringe areas, where whether it deals with the freeway or something with the city, then you'll bring in the appropriate
That's
people
correct.
With at that time.
That's correct, Supervisor.
All right. Will we be just doing a month-to-month status report, or, you know, because why I'm asking all these questions is I hate opening up the newspaper and saying that all of a sudden we're bulldozing half our freeways to do a project and we're all sitting here going, what the hell is going on? And who authorized that? So that's what the purpose of these questions are, is I want to know what are the parameters, who's talking to who, and I just think that if the administration is going to make some giant announcement about something that relates to an item before our committee, it might be nice that the committee members know about it.
I understand. And I will continue with monthly reports and meet with individuals when we get to that point, the individual supervisors.
All right.
Thank you, Director. Supervisor Mayo, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Ash, I understand that you are doing your three-prong, but let's make sure that we don't muddy and blur the three prongs together. You have one issue about the title insurance. That's not a financial institution. That's trying to make sure we have a clear title and they will make sure everything is fine. That is one issue. When you deal with your negotiations and Mr. Grady, you know the County Board of Supervisors have never entered no negotiations. Once you come back here with the plan, we might put some input. Because I don't want no one to say that we are micromanaging this project, because it's been out there many times that developers don't want to come deal with the county board. If you notice, we are the one who's trying to keep driving this project. Even though I might not agree with the project, but we have been consistent of driving this project. So when you do your negotiation, that's one other thing. And this last thing, while Preserve Our Parks, we all know that the tree huggers and the lake people are going to come out and say they want their fair share. Let's keep that a separate issue. because they could find, they can sue us, but I don't like us suing ourselves and suing the state to make sure that we get a clear title. So I was not for that. But our corp counsel and the wisdom of this committee decided they want to go with the committee of the two divisions. So let's don't blur the things. When we talk about negotiation, if this was about negotiation, let's talk about negotiation. If we go, from my suggestion, Ms. Hash, if you're going to talk about certain things, you should ABC, and then you just put them down so we can don't blur them. Because once somebody hears this or will listen to us, they're going to say the county board is confused. Because I was confused even though you had a three prong. And it makes sense. But let's keep each one separate.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Supervisor Jackson.
I just want to make it clear. The resolution that this committee passed on the Transit Center controls everything that this project is moving forward with. We made it very clear in the resolution that we needed to clear the issue with regard to public trust doctrine. In fact, it was the chair of this committee that got certified copies of the resolution and gave them to our attorneys and said, just to make sure you understand what the county's position is with regard to the Transit Center. I would never act outside the resolution. If there's one thing I respect, it's procedure and process. That resolution outlines the process. Now, if committee members want to have a daily calendar of my actions because I happen to be invited to a meeting, I may be willing to do that, but then we're all going to live by those rules. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Jersey. Supervisor Mayo.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make this very clear. And I'm trying to be very gentle on this one. Mr. Chairman.
Please address me.
I do not care what my colleagues' meetings and schedules are. I just want to make sure that we are proceeding with the process. I have never questioned my colleagues and their attitudes or whatever they want to go out. I just stated to Ms. Esch and to our chairperson, if we're going to talk about something so we don't blur the issue, item A, B, C, or 1, 2, 3, so we can talk about each issue on its own merits, because that's the right way to do it. So no one can say that we are involved in anything, but these are the things. And I made it very clear that when we had that meeting with the other committee, that we stated that we wanted to go out and sue ourselves, and I would disagree about that. And if anybody be invited to a meeting, they should go, because they might have to represent their constituency, and they were invited, they should be there. So let's make this very clear, Mr. Chairman. Whatever any of my colleagues' meetings they go to, if I might not agree with, if they invited, they should go. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. Looks like those are end of comment. Supervisor Tracy.
No, this is on a separate issue. On the agenda, I had invited Mr. Marcoux to come to this committee to present the Lakefront Gateway Committee, which was rolled out this morning with Governor Walker and with Mayor Barrett and Rocky Marcoux and others. Our chairwoman was there. County Executive Abley was there.
And you.
Mr. Marcoux originally said he would come and present that to this committee. He then asked to have an adjournment, and that will be scheduled next month, and this committee will hear the entire plan that was presented. Sometimes it's a question of, do you put the cart before the horse or the horse before the cart? Obviously, if there's anything affecting the county, this board has to act on it. So that actually happened. I would like to have had this committee put in the loop with what was given out this morning. But Mr. Marcoux asked to do that next month, and that's what's going to happen. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. That's a good idea.
Thank you for clarification. Those are the end of comments. That's the end of our last.
Could you ask, do we actually get the update on the Barrett negotiations?
Do we get the update on Barrett negotiations next month, Supervisor Washington?
Well, what's taking place now and what will take place in the future?
Okay, I'm So we're getting a meeting together in the next couple of weeks? Right.
Right, that's what I mean. We have really nothing to report today, and that
right.
In the next couple of weeks you'll get together and you'll report next month.
That's correct, Supervisor.
Thank you.
Which is why I suggested this could be done in open session, because we're not talking about any strategy for negotiations today.
Thank you.
Your point.
Next month it is. That's the end of our meeting. Thank you.
Point.